The Terciera cheese. I remember a poem from school days. At Flores in the Azores, Sir Richard Grenville lay, and a pinnace like a fluttered bird came flying from far away. Those are the opening lines of Sir Arthur Tennyson's naval saga of the Revenge. Alas, I never savoured the gentle breezes of Flores, but other islands of the Azores archipelago are equally alluring and full of memories from my early touring days. In 1978, I completed a remarkable island tour of the Azores, including concerts in Santa Maria, Terceira, and San Miguel. The tour concluded in the town of Angro de Heroismo on Terceira. It was a logical plan, since in those days, Pan American Airlines still served the Azores with daily flights from that island to Boston. There I could connect to Air Canada for the flight home to Vancouver. The Angra concert was held in a wonderful Baroque church overlooking the municipal gardens of that city of 30,000. The chairman of the concert organization committee was a teacher at the local boys' high school, and after the concert I joined him and his committee colleagues for a late-night supper. There, in a tapas-like setting that allowed ample choice of a widely varied cuisine, we indulged in many samples, including those splendid wines and cheeses of the region. I particularly enjoyed a cheese from the island of Pico, a delicious San Jose fromage de vache with a piquant herbal flavor. Leaving the restaurant, my host turned to me, "Would you be able to play for our school tomorrow? Your plane is not until 2 p.m. I was delighted and immediately accepted. Early the next morning, the teacher came for me with a VW Beetle, already packed with 2 students. Somehow my luggage, bassoon, and I managed to fit in, and we headed down narrow village streets towards the school, which lay along the route to Terceira Airport. It was still early, and businessmen in traditional British office uniform, a bowler hat and umbrella, rode side saddle on a seemingly endless parade of donkeys, all heading towards the city centre. As we arrived at the school, my driver host coughed and apologised lightly. "I'm afraid we have no money for a fee." I had hardly expected anything and had accepted for the sheer pleasure and unique opportunity of playing for youngsters on a relatively isolated island. And so I played with a running commentary in bad French to 500 high school boys who stood in rows of 30, listening attentively to Gabriel Pierney, Wolfgang Mozart, Johann Wenzel Kalevoda, and Elliot Weisgerber, as if they had been waiting for this event for all of their growing lives. After the concert, a senior student came forward and greeted me in fine, fluent English. "We are sorry indeed that we have no fee for you, but we understand you were well taken with the San Jose cheese from the island of Pico. We would like you to take a sample home." With that, the sample appeared at the back of the hall. Some sample! A huge wheel of cheese was rolled down the center aisle towards me. What a fee! Nothing in the negotiated annals of bassoon recitals had ever equaled such a payment. And so back to the VW, driver, bassoon, 2 students, suitcase, me, and now the cheese, somehow all squashed in. And before long we were at the airport, cramped, happy, and inhaling the magnificent aroma of Pico fromage. This was many years before tight safety regulations sealed airports in security cocoons, and we whisked through the terminal to the Pan Am Quonset Hut check-in area. The aircraft had just landed from Lisbon and was sitting invitingly on the tarmac. It was an early DC-8 jet. Pan Am was the first to operate jets on its major international clipper service. My suitcase, and surprisingly also the bassoon, were weighed. "You are just barely overweight, sir," the extra polite, and as I soon discovered, the extra zealous passenger agent told me. "We will not charge you." Before I could thank him, he added, However, are you planning to take that object? He pointed to the cheese. Why, yes, I explained. It's my fee from the school. Well, yes, would you mind placing it on scale? It registered 17.5 kilos. I am terribly sorry, sir, but the excess rate is $34 per kilo. He made a rapid calculation. Unfortunately for that cheese, you will have to pay $595. U.S. There was a voluble exchange between the head teacher and the agent in very loud Portuguese. It was promptly echoed in English as I did battle with the passenger supervisor who had emerged at the sound of the altercation. The polyglot voices of other passengers who saw their flight delayed over a pointless argument were raised in supporting cacophony. We shouted and railed and protested until it was virtually time to board, and indeed at that sad moment it looked as if the cheese might stay behind in Terceira. At that moment King Solomon arrived on the scene. Well, not exactly the king himself, but his earthly representative in the resplendent uniform of the captain of a Pan American Airlines flight. "What's all the ruckus?" he inquired as he strove towards his waiting aircraft. A dozen voices in English and Portuguese simultaneously outlined the case for and against the cheese. The cheese itself sat silent and pungent. The captain studied the cheese, the protagonist, the staff, the many irate passengers, and reached his decision. "What the hell?" he said. "Sure, we'll carry the cheese to Boston on the following terms. Cut it in half. You keep half, the other 50% is divided among the 119 passengers and crew for tonight's transatlantic dinner. Do we have a deal?" "Yes," I replied. "Yes," agreed the ticket agent. "Yes," confirmed the supervisor. "Yes," echoed a chorus of waiting passengers. "Yes," breathed the victorious cheese as we rolled it towards the gate and the waiting aircraft. On board, in the confined tubular space of a DC-8, the surgery was performed by a senior cabin attendant. Is cheese slicing among the skills taught in their training programs? The aroma of San Jose cheese filled the cabin. My remaining half had to be cut in two to fit in two overhead racks. The bassoon had to sit beneath the seat ahead of me for the entire trip. It was well worth the discomfort. The journey to Boston, a normal 6-hour flight with 1.5-hour dinner service, turned into a glorious party, culminating in a handsome portion of cheese for each passenger and crew. My best concert fee ever wafted me home in aromatic style.